The budget is disgusting. I mean, we knew it was going to be bad, and it is. I mean, you're seeing tax cuts for the rich, you know, cuts in corporation tax, increases in the amount people can, up to £1 million now people can pass on without any tax being paid. And yet we're seeing caps on benefits. We're seeing cuts to employment support allowance, which will hit sick people and disabled people. And we're seeing cuts to the maintenance grant for students. We are seeing yet more class warfare by the Tories, impoverishing the majority of people while the rich get rich.
What did you make of the final cherry on the cake, shall we say, about the living wage?
Well, too little, too late. We should be having a decent living wage now, not waiting another 5 years, and we shouldn't be exempting people under 25. It's yet more evidence that this government are so have already had 5 years of attacks on young people and the poor, and now we're going to have five more years of attacks on young people and the poor. And it's disgusting. It's too little, too late. And, you know, when it comes to public sector workers, we're told 1% for them. Well, you know, we're seeing yet more pay cuts. They are, you know, the Tories cannot claim to be standing up for ordinary people. They're the people who are the problem. We need to get rid of them, and we need to have more protests, more demonstrations, and more strikes is what we crucially need, because I think more and more people are getting very, very angry with this government, their arrogance and their disregard for humanity and the poverty they're causing people.
I think you could see the sort of level of emotion a couple of weeks ago in London as well, couldn't you, really?
Absolutely. That demonstration was amazing. 250,000 people on the streets, mainly young people, many people who'd never demonstrated before, but are angry. I mean, if you look at this government, less than 25% of people who are eligible voted for this government. So that leaves there 75% of people who didn't vote for this government. They do not have a mandate for the class warfare they're perpetrating on the rest of us. And I think more and more people are realising this. I think we will see serious resistance to this government, not just in 5 years' time. I think we're seeing the resistance growing now.